cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, it's so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-Dude and Daffodils spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Google and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf-Dude.
And I guess that must mean I'm Daffodil.
Gosh, I hope so. Otherwise,
because if I'm not, you're in trouble. And you picked up some strange woman at that last truck stop.
Not only that, I may have to pay her to do the show. I don't want to do that.
Oh, you can pay me.
No, I'm not that rich.
Hmm.
Well, you know, we can only do so much collecting bottles and that on the highway and doing odd jobs. I mean, it's a tough life here on the road, here in the
band. Yeah, promise me a life of luxury and look where I am.
Well, you know, we're playing cheesy music. That's a good thing. Right?
True.
Yeah, that's what drives us, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And on the show this week, we take a look about something I have no idea what it actually is. It's talking about drinking back in the 1950s. They sort of glorified that whole thing, you know?
It was a culture.
The title of the album was Drinking Songs Sung Under the Table. Why would you sing songs under the table, Daffodil?
Because you're so drunk that you slide out of your chair and end up under the table.
The only thing that ever gets under my table are my feet.
Well, your feet and the dog.
Well, yes, but I have no concept of actually doing that.
That's because you don't drink.
So I suppose this album is sort of educational, shall we say, for me.
Okay.
Just go with it, will you? And on the chart-topping cheesy with, oh, wow, you know, a ballad about two romantic rodents.
They're not rodents. They're muskrats.
They're rodents, Daffodil. Come on.
They swim.
I can't believe this song hit the top 10.
I have things to tell you about this song that you never knew before.
Well, that's good. We'll get into it in a bit. But right now we have one of our favorite guys, Claude Desjeunes, doing covers of 60 songs from the late 1960s that, I just don't know what to say. Sugar, Sugar coming up shortly, but hey, he does Bob Dylan with Lay Lady Lay on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
With Claude Degen and Sugar Sugar. And I remember actually hearing that in a cotton candy automated machine. The original version done by the Archies version. But, you know, I don't know. I like the Claude version a little better than the original for that reason. In a cotton candy machine, you know?
Yes.
And before that, well, all I can say is Bob Dylan made a few royalties on that. That's probably why he doesn't care about Claude's version of Lay Lady Lay.
It's not awful. I've heard worse.
Moog was big in the late 60s. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and we call it Cheese Please.
Oh, wow. And we're going to profile an album I found at a thrift store a few weeks ago. It just grabbed my attention because in red letters it has Drinking Songs Under Table, and in white it has The Song and Da. So the title is Drinking Songs Sung Under the Table by the Blazers. And apparently the Blazers are on the front cover, dressed in jackets that are rather colorful, red, white, and blue stripes. And then these nerdy little 1920s hats that you usually see in American elections that people wear.
Okay.
And lots of alcohol.
Yes, because they're singing about drinking songs. Like,
yeah.
A drinking song is just a song that is sung before or during alcohol consumption.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm looking at some of the titles we can't play. And one actually is about an illegal substance that's illegal today.
Illegal today or legal today?
Illegal today.
Still illegal.
Yes.
Okay.
So we can't play that one. I'm sorry. It's just one of those things. But it's a fun album, and I don't have a lot of history on it other than what I've already said. So we're going to play the songs. We got The Morning After by the Blazers coming up shortly. But a rather, I don't know how to put it, a rather
They're singing about the bar.
Yeah, a rather sympathetic is not the word I'm thinking. But
empathetic?
Empathetic, a salute, I guess, to the saloon. On?
Cheese, please.
I've been looking through the dictionary for a word that's always running through my mind.
Right through my mind.
Though I love the name of brother, I was looking for another. And I must confess that word I couldn't find.
I couldn't find.
Can it be that all its glories are forgotten? And it's buried with the language of the Greek.
Of the Greek.
If it is, 'twill ever linger in my memory as the first word that I heard my daddy speak.
Saloon, saloon, saloon.
It runs through my brain like a tune.
Runs through my brain like a
I don't like cafe, and I hate cabaret.
But just mention saloon.
Swinging doors wide open, I can almost see the sawdust on the floor. And I dream of pals and cronies drinking highballs, steins and ponies. I can see the name of Errant on the door.
But the free lunch counter now is just a memory. Has vanished with the joys we used to know.
Nevermore we'll hear that old familiar parting. Just one drink, boys, just one more before we go.
Before we go. Saloon, saloon.
Maximum enjoyment from stereo equipment, it is important that speaker levels be properly balanced according to the acoustics of the room in which you are listening. Adjust your speaker levels so that the sound appears to come from a point midway between the speakers. When this effect is achieved, the speakers are in balance.
Cheese. Buttermilk in glasses, straws in a jar. A courteous young man, all dressed in white, is my recollection of last night. The streets were dirty and far too long, the gutters dirty and policemen strong. The slamming of doors in a seagoing hack, that's my recollection of getting back. The stairs were narrow and hard to climb. I rested often 'cause I had lots of time. An awkward keyhole, a misplaced chair, told the folks plainly that I was there. A heated interior, a wobbly bed, a seasick man with an aching head. Whiskey, beer, and gin, and booze galore were introduced to the cuspidor. And with the morning came bags of ice, so necessary in this life of vice. And when I cooled my throbbing brain, did I swear off and quit? No, 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 I got drunk again.
Keith, please, with the morning after and the Blazers before that, their tribute to the infamous Saloon. As part of the album Drinking Songs Sung Under the Table, because you're so intoxicated
that you slid out of your chair under the table.
I never had that. I never got into alcohol, Daffodil. It's one of those things for me.
I may have sung a few drinking songs in my time, but I have never slid under a table.
No. And a matter of fact, I was reading the other day on the internet, for what it's worth, it's the internet, of course, that Generation Z...
Whatever the newest one is.
ZZ, whatever it is. They're bankrupting alcohol companies.
Yes, they're into the mocktails and not the cocktails.
They're not drinking anymore. So maybe
it's too expensive.
Maybe I was ahead of the crowd, Daffodil.
Maybe.
There you go. My name is Starf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and we're moving on to this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. Cheesies on Cheese, please.
Oh, you've been waiting quite some time to tell us all about Muskrat Love.
Well, first off, it's a song that was written by Willis Allen Ramsey.
Okay.
It's about a romantic encounter between two muskrats named Susie and Sam.
Okay.
He recorded himself in 1972. But it wasn't called Muskrat Love. It was called Muskrat Candlelight.
So Susie and Sam, the muskrats, recorded a song?
No, he recorded a song about them.
Oh, the writer. Okay.
Yes, he's the writer.
Okay, I was worried.
But
there.
It wasn't called Muskrat Love. It was called Muskrat Candlelight.
Okay.
In 1973, America, you know, Sister Golden Hair, that America.
Yeah.
Put it on one of their albums because they wanted to do one cover song. And they picked this one. But they changed the name to Muskrat Love.
Oh, well, there's something from Sister Golden Hair to Muskrat Love. That makes sense.
And they got it all the way to 67 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, my gosh. Good thing it didn't get in the top 40. Casey would have to talk about that.
I know. In 76, it did.
Oh, yes, that's right.
In 76, it peaked at number 4 on the Hot 100 and number 2 on the Cashbox chart.
Ain't a ballad about two romantic rats. I have no idea why this is in my American Top 40, but I'm going to play it now.
And I'm going to tell you one more fact about this because I love this.
Sure.
Captain and Tennille added the song to their nightclub act.
Right.
They had heard the America version on the radio.
Right.
And she had said to him, "Did you hear that? I swear they're singing about muskrats." So they had to go buy the sheet music.
Oh, boy.
And then she says, "This song is hysterical. Why don't we add it to our club act?" And the audience went nuts for it.
And they used a few synthesizers to...
Well, we'll see. Daryl.
Yeah.
Added the synthesizer sound effects.
He was the captain in Captain.
He was the captain in Captain's Neil, Daryl Dragon.
Yeah.
And he's the one who added the sounds, and that's what made the song a hit.
Well, it is a cheesy. Let's give it a spin. Muskrat Love on
Cheese Please.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in muskrat land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny, and he whirl and he twirl and he tangle, singing and jinging a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love. On cheese, Sam says to Susie, honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle, and they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat
Please. Sounds like the muskrats are doing tap dancing at the end there.
A little bit. They're doing something anyway.
Whoa, geez. Here goes the... That sounds like a horse there.
As they dance right off the stage.
Yeah, Captain and Danielle of Muskrat Love, this week's chart-topping cheesy on the show.
I have one more Muskrat Love fact.
Quickly.
The Captain and Danielle actually sang this song at a July 1976 White House dinner honoring Queen Elizabeth II.
I am not amused.
Actually, she was amused, but one of the guests said it was in very poor taste to sing about mating muskrats before the Queen.
Oh, well, you know, the Queen had a sense of humor. You didn't really see it.
She did.
Yeah. My name is Starftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do this. Open up the glove compartment. There it is. Wow. Here's a real weird song about the same time as Muskrat Love, actually.
So we had muskrats making love, and now we're going to have what?
Chickens.
Actual chickens.
Well, not exactly. It's Ray Stevens acting as a chicken.
Well, it's the sound that sounds like chickens.
Yeah, he's actually doing the famous 1940 song, In the Mood. And this also charted as well in the 70s. The 70s was kind of weird.
Most decades are weird. Every decade has its own weird moments, and the 70s had many of them.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Weekly sample of De Wacky, De Warped, and De Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.